where is economic development now? All the things that the governor's done that have been much heralded, a lot of investment, a lot of incentives, are they working?
Craig Turner is vice president at the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. He says they want to find out if employers are at a comfort level to make an investment and create new jobs in upstate New York.
You know, some things we see that still need to happen is reform. You know, business regulatory reform, streamlining the economic development system to ensure that we can compete with other states when it comes to a company being able to get a shovel in the ground and get up running. That we still have a lot of work to do there, and we're going to continue to stump on that message.
Discussions at Accelerate Upstate will also focus on how businesses can tap into the nearby Canadian market. Turner tells WBFO News a variety of companies in this region are trying to figure out the formula to grow business over the border, the fastest-growing market in North America.
Our opportunities in Canada, and there are a lot of them, and the binational relationship that we have here in the Buffalo Niagara region, southern Ontario, and all the way up to Toronto, is it's going to take a concerted effort by all of us. There are things that need to happen at the local level, there are things that need to happen at the state level, and there are things that need to happen at the federal level to ensure that we can do it. Some of it's policy, some of it's communications and convening and joint strategy.
Tomorrow's summit will feature a workforce development expert who will discuss how to recruit and hire millennials from the millennial generation, especially as upstate New York faces an aging workforce. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.